I apologize to my library, filled with memories of many years, because the Apache pilot only gave me a few minutes warning to save myself before they sentenced my small apartment to death. My heart aches for my apartment, which I built brick by brick with my own hands. I painstakingly selected each material, each tile, treating them as companions that would accompany me through life. I carried the packages of tiles with tenderness, just as I carried my firstborn child in his cradle. The joy I felt as each tile was laid and dried was measurable. I even distributed sweets around Gaza when I completed the row of tiles. Yet, the pilot decided to unleash their hatred upon my cherished tiles, dimming their brightness that I love so deeply. I thought my son's apartment next door would be a refuge when mine was destroyed. I had built it too, and another for my daughter. I reveled in the thought of having three independent apartments all adjacent to each other. But a single bomb from a murderous occupier stole this happiness in mere seconds. The bomb obliterated the memories of choosing my bedroom furniture, which I had bought in installments. I regret not bidding it a final farewell. I yearned to stand in the middle of the living room, filled with stories and memories, and salute this sanctuary of memories one last time. But all that remained were torn pieces after the bomb's destruction. Stepping on the fragments of my kitchen brings me immense pain. The pilot of the warplane took away my taste for traditional food, even the longing for my favorite flavors. How do I regain the flavor of my ceramic coffee cup, which had been a close friend to my writing projects? This cup was with me when I published 4 books, drops of bitter coffee seeping onto my pages. Now, I leave my traditional kitchen without seeing this cup, because a bomb covered it in ashes and scattered its fragments among the rubble. My hands trembled as I collected its broken pieces. Can I ever rid my 2 favorite plates of the smell of gunpowder? 1 plate was adorned by an image of a small black rose in the middle of white marble. The second was made out of polished metal. How can I get used to tasting food in my new shelter and forget the taste of these plates? What caused my loss of appetite? At first, I thought it was due to losing everything and becoming homeless. But then I realized it was the absence of my 2 favorite plates. I can't imagine ever adjusting to life without them. I never anticipated that the destruction of my apartment and those of my son and daughter would resurrect memories of my first cradle, seized by the Israeli occupier. Today, I feel closer to that first cradle than ever before. Despite everything, I will continue to echo the words of renowned poet Pablo Neruda. You can cut all the flowers, you can kill all the birds, but you cannot keep spring from coming.